Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Ling Yang.
Do you often work overtime? Are you addicted to stress? Do you know what karoshi means? Let's take a look at this modern-day disease and give you some tips on how to balance your work and social life.
我们还要来看看特技演员的生活，还有男性和女性对待闲暇时间有什么不同。
Then in words and idioms, we will learn what rack one's brains and rant and rave means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
stunt double. Stunt is spelled S-T-U-N-T, stunt, and double, D-O-U-B-L-E, double. Stunt double.
Stunt double, 意思是特技演员、替身演员。
A former stunt double for Angelina Jolie launched a lawsuit against News Corp.
安吉丽娜·朱莉以前的一个替身演员对新闻集团提出起诉。超人钢铁之躯剧组主要演员之一克里斯托弗·梅洛尼在一次采访中说
He almost shot his stunt double.
他差一点开枪误伤他的替身演员。
Bruce Willis' long-standing stunt double Larry the Ripper launched the Die Hard workout.
长期饰演布鲁斯·威利斯替身的拉里·瑞宾·克罗伊格推出了虎胆龙威健身法。好的，今天我们学习的词是
stunt double.Stunt double, stunt double.
Maybe I should go be a stunt double for Superman. You know, a lot of my friends say that I kind of look like him from the side.
You have really sweet friends then. 做人要有自知之明 Mike.
yeah, I can't argue with you when you're right.
Well, 你还是有优点的嘛。I really envy your great memory. You have a memory like an elephant, and I have a memory like an ant. I racked my brain today, and I still couldn't recall my online bank password.
That happens to everybody. With everything going electronic these days, it's impossible to keep it all straight. What you need to do is write them down on a piece of paper, and then keep that paper in a safe place.
What if I forgot where I keep the paper?
Then I can't help you anymore.Anyways, you just mentioned a really good phrase, rack one's brains. Let's find out what it means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第859讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我最近发现自己还没上年纪就开始健忘了。昨天一个接受采访的专家向我推荐了一家很有介绍价值的机构。今天本来想搜集点资料，可是那家机构的名字怎么也想不起来。如果你有类似经历的话，那你一定会喜欢今天要学的习惯用语。
Rack one's brain. Rack is spelled R-A-C-K, and brain, B-R-A-I-N. Rack one's brain.
大家都知道Brain 是头脑的意思，前面加上动词 rack， 意思就是挖空心思的努力要想起、理解或者是解决某件事情。今天一大早，我就一直在努力回忆昨天那个专家推荐的机构的名称。
You've been racking your brain ever since this morning.
就是嘛，可是死活就是想不起来。我们一起来听听下面这个人有什么高招。
You probably have passwords for a wide variety of purposes, right? From a personal identification number to access your bank account to secret codes for your email, web page, and other online affiliations. Your list keeps growing. But why struggle to remember all of these? Write them down in one secure place, and then you won't have to rack your brain anymore.
这个人说
你八成有很多各式各样的密码吧，从进入银行账户到登录电子邮件信箱、网页等等，密码清单越来越长，干嘛非得都记在脑子里呢？把它们写下来，放在一个安全的地方不就完了？那就再也不用绞尽脑汁的去记密码了。
哎，这倒是个好主意。我还听说啊，有专门的网站让用户存放密码，不过要登录这个网站呢，想必也一定需要一个密码，哈哈哈。好吧，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
You probably have passwords for a wide variety of purposes, right? From a personal identification number to access your bank account to secret codes for your email, web page, and other online affiliations. Your list keeps growing. But why struggle to remember all of these? Write them down in one secure place, and then you won't have to rack your brain anymore.
Some people like to put things in the wrong place.每天早上上班出门前，不是找这个就是找那个，经常找不到钥匙，需要太太提醒他们。不过下面这个例子中的人可就没那么幸运了，我们一起来听听。
When I went to pick up my girlfriend, there was a note on the door. She wrote that she didn't want to see me anymore. Huh? How could our relationship be over? I've been racking my brain trying to recall everything I've done and said lately.Instead of making me struggle, couldn't she at least let me know how I upset her?
这个人说，
我去接我女朋友，发现门上有张条，条上说，她不想跟我交往下去了。我们怎么会就这么结束了呢？我绞尽脑汁，回想最近自己是不是做错了什么事儿，说错了什么话。她至少可以告诉我，我什么地方得罪了她，让我不用这么百思不得其解。
我啊，对这个人深表同情，跟别人分手也应该有个说法吧。
Rack one's brain.
这个习惯用语可以追溯到16世纪。Rack 是一种刑具，有点像五马分尸。除了 rack one's brain 以外，大家还会经常看到
W-R-A-C-K, rack one's brain.
或者是
rack one's brains, brains.
用复数意思其实都是一样的。好，我们再来听一听上面的例句。
When I went to pick up my girlfriend, there was a note on the door. She wrote that she didn't want to see me anymore. Huh? How could our relationship be over? I've been racking my brain trying to recall everything I've done and said lately. Instead of making me struggle...Couldn't she at least let me know how I upset her?
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林。谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
啊，这个乱放东西真是说到了我的心上。我每天不是在找钥匙，就是在找手机，不然就是在找钱包啊。
You certainly need to find a better system for managing your personal effects. The fast pace of lifestyle today makes things even harder. When there's no work-life balance, you're more likely to mess things up.
True. 压力大是现代白领的通病，好多人呢就这样一直处于亚健康状态。
Yep, but what does stress do to your mental and physical health?
Let's find it out in today's business etiquette.
礼节美语。
星期五晚上 ，Jason 和 Wanda 准备下班，跟同事 Larry 说再见。
Good night, Larry. I'm heading home. It's been a long day.
Good night, Jason. Have a good evening.
You're not going home, Larry?
Nah.Thought I'd try and finish up this project I've been working on.
But it's already 9:30. How many more hours do you plan to work?
Oh, I'd say this project will be done in 6 hours or so.
So you're going to work through the night? Larry, have you ever heard of karoshi?
Jason 准备下班回家。
I'm heading home.
Larry 却说要把手头的项目做完。
Finish up the project.
当时已经九点半了。Larry 估计还要六个小时才能完事儿，所以一定要熬夜。
Work through the night.
汪的问 Larry 有没有听说过
karoshi?
Karaoke?
No, karoshi, the Japanese word for death by overwork. You've been putting in overtime every night this week.
You know, Wanda has a point.We all need some downtime. If you put in too many hours, it can hurt your body and it can affect your work.
So people in Japan actually die from working too hard?
Yep, it's becoming a big problem. More than 100 people die from overwork in Japan every year.
原来
Karoshi
是一个日本词，意思是工作过度而死，俗称过劳死。汪达说，日本每年有100多人过劳死，劝 Larry 不要太玩命。
Put in too many hours.
工作太长时间。Jason 也说
We all need some downtime.
所有人都要劳逸结合。Downtime 就是放松的时间。
But I have so much to do. It seems the best way to get it all done is to plow through it until it's complete.
Well, that might seem like a smart way, but you might be shooting yourself in the foot.
These days, we are connected to each other with computers, cell phones, and email. And that means work can find us at any time. If you're not careful, you'll never get time off.
Larry 说自己永远有做不完的事情。Jason 警告他说
You might be shooting yourself in the foot.
这样做可能是在搬起石头砸自己的脚。因为现在有电脑、手机，工作随时随地会找上门来。如果不小心的话
You'll never get time off.
就永远没有时间去休息。
Scientists say rest is one of the most important things a human brain needs. Did you know you will have more creative ideas if you are well rested?
These days I hardly have any good ideas. I drink a lot of coffee and I always finish my work, but I'm not having many creative ideas.
Maybe that's because your brain is overloaded. You know how you have to defragment your computer?Well, sometimes our brains need some defragmenting too.
科学家说大脑需要休息，休息好了就能有更多的创意。
Creative ideas.
Wanda 也表示不能够让大脑负荷过重。
Overload.
人脑跟电脑一样，也需要。
Defragmenting.
清理清理。Larry 呢是个工作狂，经常 put in too many hours， 工作时间过长。Jason 说，大脑需要休息，人呢也 need some downtime， 需要放松的时间。Work overtime， 加班是现代社会的一个问题。日本就有很多人 karoshi， 因为工作过劳死。
I try to separate my work and my home life.I try not to think about work while I'm hanging out with friends, and vice versa.
That's the ideal situation, but I find it hard to do, considering how connected we are with emails, cell phones, social media now. Work always finds its way to you.
Then it's time to turn off some of that technology when it's your downtime. Let's keep listening to Jason and Wendy and see what tips they have.
礼节美语
星期五晚上 ，Jason 和 Wanda 劝同事 Larry 不要总是加班，应该劳逸结合。Larry 却说手头总有做不完的工作。
But I feel like I'm wasting time if I go home and watch TV. Even if I'm reading a good book, I still feel like I should be working.
You know, Larry, you might be addicted to work.
Really? A person can get addicted to work?
Well, maybe it's not the same as being addicted to drugs.But many people believe you can get addicted to stress.
Yeah, if you find that you can't enjoy being at home and relaxing, it might be a problem.
Larry 说如果回家去看电视、读书，就会觉得自己是在浪费时间。Jason 和 Wanda 都觉得他简直就是一个工作狂。
Addicted to work.
原来除了毒品会让人上瘾。
Addicted to drugs.
工作和疲劳同样会让人上瘾。
Addicted to work and addicted to stress.
Larry 继续说
I guess I am a bit of a perfectionist. It irritates me when things aren't perfect.
Maybe you're too hard on yourself. If you were your own boss, would you demand such long hours?
No way. I think it would be illegal anyway.
Well, then maybe you need to treat yourself better. You have to believe that you deserve to relax.
You not only deserve it, you need it. You know, I find that sometimes I have my best ideas in the strangest places. The last time I had a really great idea, I was scuba diving on vacation.
Larry 说自己的问题可能是过于追求完美。
Perfection.
意思是完美。后面加上 IST.
Perfectionist.
就是追求完美、崇尚完美的人。 Jason 说 Larry 对自己过于严格。
Too hard on yourself.
应该对自己好一些。
Treat yourself better.
But I want the boss to notice my devotion. The economy is not great these days, and I don't want to get laid off.
Yeah, that's true. Some bosses do think the guy who puts in overtime is the most loyal. But smart bosses know that quantity is not as important as quality.
Besides, this is your job, not your life. You're too young to die of a heart attack.
Thanks, guys. Your advice makes sense. I'm going to go home and have a nice long bath. See you on Monday.
Larry 说自己加班也是为了让老板注意到自己的敬业精神。
My devotion. Devotion is spelled D-E-V-O-T-I-O-N. Devotion.
Wanda 却说聪明的老板都知道工作数量的重要性远远赶不上质量。
Quantity is not as important as quality.
再说了按 Jason 的话说
This is your job, not your life.
这毕竟是你的工作不是你生活的全部。戴瑞最后终于想通了决定回家去好好洗个热水澡。
Larry 说自己是个 perfectionist, 追求完美的人所以经常 too hard on himself, 对自己要求过高。Jason 说他看起来 addicted to work and addicted to stress, 是个工作狂应该 treat himself better, 对自己好一些。
I think it helps if you develop a hobby. In my leisure time, I enjoy running and I'm currently training for a marathon.Exercise helps me relax, and having a goal to reach helps keep me going.
That's true. 好了，你正好说到了 leisure time. 今天我们的 learn a word 就要来教教你这个词的用法。
Let's listen.
Learn a word.
Today we're going to learn the word
leisure time. Leisure is spelled L-E-I-S-U-R-E, leisure, and time.T-I-M-E, time, leisure time.
Leisure time, 闲暇时间。皮尤研究中心的报告显示
Although men and women spend roughly the same amount of time working each week, men tend to have more leisure time than women.
虽然男性和女性每周工作时间大致相当，但是男性的闲暇时间要比女性多。
Without young children at home, men spend about 5 more hours of leisure time than women.
如果家里没有小孩子的话，男性比女性的闲暇时间多五个小时。
When there are young children at home, the gap in leisure time drops down to 3 hours.
如果家里有小孩子的话，男性比女性多享受的闲暇时间就减少到了三个小时。好的，今天我们学习的词是
leisure time, leisure time, leisure time.
Men have more leisure time than women, even if they work the same amount of hours? That's weird.
I know why. Take you, for example. Because you are a clean freak, you are constantly cleaning at home while I'm relaxing watching TV.
That's called not being a caveman.
All right. At least you never rant and rave. That consumes a lot of energy, too, from what I can tell from my sister.
I bet it's because she's around you. 你刚才提到了一个俗语 rant and rave. Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第860讲。我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
昨天晚上我去参加一个社区居民大会。会上有个太太发言，她反对在社区增设交通标志，颇有一种控诉的感觉。我虽然主张大家各抒己见，可是我觉得任何事情都可以心平气和地谈。这位太太的表现啊，让我想起了一个可以跟大家分享的习惯用语
：rant and rave. Rant is spelled R-A-N-T, and rave, R-A-V-E.Rant and rave.
Rant 和 rave 都是指怒气冲冲的大喊大叫。让我无法理解的是，为什么有人情绪那么容易失控？比如上面说的那位太太，还有下面这个例子里的这位妈妈。让我们一起听听她儿子是怎么说的。
So I flunked a quiz in history. I don't know why Mom had to get so angry. She could have been more understanding. But instead of being cool, she ranted and raved about how I wasn't studying hard enough and would never go to college and blah, blah, blah.
这个人说,
我只不过是历史小测验不及格, 真不明白妈妈干嘛那么生气。 她本来应该表示理解, 冷静一点, 可是她却没完没了地骂我, 说什么我学习不够努力, 肯定上不了大学之类的话。
这个呀还真不好说是谁的错, 也许是妈妈说话儿子不听, 也有可能是这位妈妈脾气过于暴躁。 我侄子以前就常说, 上了大学离开家, 就不用再挨她妈妈的骂了, 可是如今,
She still rants and raves, only now by texting.
Hey, 她还会发短信来骂她。 看来啊, 下次我去练瑜伽, 得带上我嫂子, 让她学会放松, 别动不动就上火。 好, 让我们再来听听上面那段话。
So I flunked a quiz in history. I don't know why Mom had to get so angry. She could have been more understanding. But instead of being cool, she ranted and raved about how I wasn't studying hard enough and would never go to college and blah, blah, blah.
在下面这个例子里, 一位员工抱怨自己的上司脾气不好,让我们一起听听情况是如何出现好转的。
I'm glad our last foreman was let go. Every time some little thing went wrong on the assembly line, he was ranting and raving. The new guy is the complete opposite. He explains problems calmly, never getting agitated. I find his approach helps the team work a lot more effectively.
我们的上一个工头被解雇,我真是太高兴了。每次组装线出点什么样的小问题,他都要没完没了地骂了这个骂那个。新来的这个工头完全两样,他总是心平气和地说明情况,从不着急上火。我发现他的这种方式使我们的工作效率提高了很多。别人发火的时候,有的时候越劝越糟。上星期六,邻居家开派对,一直闹到夜里三点。 我老公睡觉本来就轻,被吵醒了好几回,更有甚者,其中一个客人的车竟然停在了我们家的私人车道上。Did
your husband rant and rave all morning?
Yes, he did. 我老公啊,整个上午都没好气。好,我们再来听一听上面那个例句。I'm
glad our last foreman was let go. Every time some little thing went wrong on the assembly line, he was ranting and raving. The new guy is the complete opposite. He explains problems calmly, never getting agitated. I find his approach helps the team work a lot more effectively.
大家可能会问, 既然 rant 和 rave 是一个意思, 为什么还要把两个词连在一起用呢? 这可能是因为这两个字都是 R 打头, 押头韵吧。 英语里很多绕口令都是押头韵的,比如说
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
大家要不要试着连起来说几遍呢? 这次美国习惯用语就到此结束,我是杨晨。我是
Douglas Johnson.
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲,谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
I've thought about trying to rant and rave at you to get more work done. But then, I realize I can't change how a person naturally is.
Is that why you never come into work on time? You're just naturally late for everything?
I mean, I just sometimes underestimate how long it will take me to get ready. Alright, 好了同学们,这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者呢想提什么问题,请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的高级课程。
In the last episode, Phil borrowed his friend's car to take a weekend trip to Las Vegas. Now he has come back home and is telling his friend Becky about the trip.
Wow, Phil 回来了，不知道他到底赢没赢钱哦。
Wow, Becky, you wouldn't believe how much fun I had on my trip to Las Vegas last weekend.
Really? I've never been to Las Vegas. How was it?
It was totally awesome. I spent the whole weekend partying and going to shows, and the best part is that I didn't even have to pay for it.
You didn't have to pay for it? How is that?
I won so much money gambling that it covered the cost of the trip.I'm telling you, there's no feeling like stepping on the gas and going out on a road trip.
Phil 真是好运气，他在拉斯维加斯赢了好多钱，这次出去玩等于一分钱都没掏。不过 Professor Bowman, 他说 stepping on the gas, 这是什么意思呢？
Winnie, stepping on the gas is like pushing down the accelerator pedal, which is also called the gas pedal.
Stepping on the gas 就是脚踩油门给车加速的意思。Phil 说那种一脚油门下去让车奔驰的感觉啊特别棒。
Exactly. Sometimes when Americans want someone to hurry up, they can tell that person to step on it, which is a reference to stepping on the gas to go faster.
催别人快一点也可以说 step on it.
You know, I've always wanted to go on a road trip like that, but the problem is that I don't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license? I thought everyone has a driver's license.
Well, not me. I grew up in New York City and have always taken public transportation, so I never needed to know how to drive. Plus, cars create lots of carbon emissions.
That's true, but it's not so bad if you get a car with good gas mileage.
I guess you're right.But if you wanted to be really environmentally friendly, you could get a hybrid.
原来 Becky 在纽约长大，一直坐公车和地铁，所以不会开车。Professor Bowman, carbon emissions 是什么啊？
Winnie, carbon is short for carbon dioxide, which is one of the greenhouse gases. So carbon emissions are the amount of carbon dioxide cars emit.
Carbon emissions 就是二氧化碳排放量。Phil 说为了环保人们应该买 good gas mileage, 燃油使用效率高的车。Becky 呢则建议用 hybrid, 油电混合动力车。
But I still don't know. Isn't driving kind of dangerous?
There are things you can do to stay safe. For example, you should always practice defensive driving and leave lots of space between your car and the other cars.
Yeah, I really hate aggressive drivers.And when people get road rage, they become a real hazard on the road.
Exactly. It's best not to drive when you're angry. That can be really dangerous.
Winnie, do you know what defensive driving and aggressive drivers mean?
Defensive driving 就是为了保护自身安全的防御型驾驶技巧，为的就是躲开那些 aggressive drivers, 横冲直撞的马路杀手。不过 road rage...那又是什么意思啊?
Road rage means when you're driving, something happens and makes you really mad, and so you start driving erratically. For example, some people get road rage when they get cut off.
我明白了。Road rage 就是路怒症。比如说呢，有人看到别的车插到自己前面就会暴怒。要我说啊，情绪如此不稳定的人压根就不应该开车的。
I have been thinking about getting a license lately, but I need someone to teach me.
Well, I'd be happy to teach you how to drive. I'm a really safe driver.
Wow, that sounds great. When can we start?
Well, actually, there is just one problem.
What's that?
I don't have a car. Do you have one that I could borrow?
说来说去 ,Phil 自己根本没车啊。
Well, probably he's lived on borrowed cars for all these years.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 w